This is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
I'm going to show you a stand that Jesus took, and I've never seen it before. Now, you may have, and that's awesome if you have. But it was just another revelation that was revealed to me that just encouraged me to stand even more. Jesus took a stand in hell. When he was in hell. No, I know we assume that, but I want to show it to you. Factual. All right? It was the day of Pentecost. Great day, right? Day everything changed. So Peter is inspired by the Holy Spirit, and he's talking with inspiration from the Holy Spirit. And he's speaking to the most powerful court there is, the Sanhedrin, who could do anything, have him killed right then and there. And so he begins to speak, and here we go, on following along with me. God help them. And I know you can do this. It's not hard. Peter is about to talk about David, about what Jesus said. Are y'all with me? That wasn't too tough, was it? Peter's going to talk about what the patriarch David had saw, foreseen. And when he begins to speak, it's what Jesus said. Are you all with me?
Yes,
now, I'm going to show you this in the scriptures. Okay. All right. Now, first of all, day of Pentecost, what's going on here? What's going on here? Acts 2:22. Now, this is amplified, so it's going to get real wordy. You men of Israel, the Sanhedrin, listen to what I have to say. The most powerful men there. They could have him killed instantly. Jesus of Nazareth, a man accredited and pointed out and shown forth and commended and attested to you by God by the mighty works and the power of performing wonders and signs which God worked through him. You saw all those signs and wonders. You walked on the water. You heard about it. As you yourselves know, click. This Jesus, when delivered, now he's inspired by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Because otherwise, if he was in his natural state, he'd be going, what am I saying to these people? This Jesus, when delivered up according to the definite and fixed purpose and settled plan and foreknowledge of God, God already has the plan, you crucified him. And you put out of the way, killing him by the hands of lawless and wicked men. But it was in the plan. All right? But God raised him up, liberating him from the pangs of death, seeing that it was not possible for him to continue to be controlled or retained by it. It's getting ready to get really good. For David says in regard to... Now look at that capital H. You see that? Not himself. David is not talking about himself. He's talking about Jesus. For David, our great patriarch, David, the great king, says in regard to Jesus. Now Jesus is speaking. These are his words. I saw the Lord constantly before me. Okay, where and when? What are you talking about right now? For he is at my right hand that I may not be shaken. Oh, the King James says, I shall not be moved or overthrown or cast down from my secure and happy state. Okay, well, we all kind of think Jesus is happy, right? He's a happy guy. He's in heaven, right hand of the Father. When he's walking the earth, he's happy. But I want to tell you where he's happy at. Click. Therefore, now this is Jesus still talking. I'm not going to be moved. I'm not going to be shaken. I'm not getting in no sad state. Now you just heard that, right? My heart rejoices and my tongue will continually speaking praise and thankfulness to my Father. Moreover, my flesh also will dwell in hope, anticipation. I mean, think about this. And dwell in hope and anticipation at the resurrection. Click. for you will not abandon my soul, leaving it helpless in hell. He's in hell when he's saying this. I saw him in front of my face, and he's not, I'm not going to get in this sad state. He's in hell. So how bad are you having it? What's your problem? What's this little sad story you got going? And you can't stand? And it's hard for you to stand? He said, I had my father in front of my face the whole time. What's in front of your eyes and your face as you're trying to stand? Come on now. What's in front of your face while you're standing? I know people in here, there's a whole row right there that stand. They're professional standers. We've got professional standers. But the only way you can stand is you've got that word and those promises. And you're not going to get out of that, into that sad state. I am not getting out of my happy state. And my tongue will exceedingly exalt God and praise Him, even in the midst of hell. Wow. Thank you. Aren't you glad? He took a stand, didn't he? He took a stand for us. Nor let your Holy One know decay or see destruction of the body after death. Click. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will enrapture me, diffusing my soul with joy and in your presence. Click. Brethren, now, Peter's back. Brethren, it is permitted me to tell you confidently and with freedom concerning the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. So he's trying to tell them he's not talking about himself. Click. Being, however, a prophet and knowing that God had sealed to him with an oath that he would see one of his descendants on the throne. And that's what happened, isn't it? And he's telling this courts of Sanhedrin this. Click. Is that it? Is that where I wanted to go? 31? I thought it was 35, but 31. All right, can we get 32, 33, and 34, 35? I haven't read this one. He foreseeing spoke of the resurrection of Christ the Messiah, that he was not departed in death, and he was not left in hell. Nor did his body decay or see destruction. Click. This Jesus raised up, and of that all we disciples, we have all witnessed it. Click. Being therefore lifted high by and to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father, he promised blessing, which is the Holy Spirit. He has made this outpouring, which you yourselves both see and hear. For David did not ascend into the heavens, yet ye himself says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand and share my throne. So the God said to Jesus, sit at my, until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. And now we are in a better covenant. We are the body. The feet are on the body. Amen. And when he was raised, we were, come on. In other words, Jesus took a stand so we could take a seat. Woo! So how you been doing on that? Taking your seat. So you should be taking a stand, taking your seat. Ah, you know, and I've been guilty of it. Oh, I've been bit, whatever. And the Lord said to me, it's like clocking in. You're not going to get the benefits of your job unless you clock in. You want the insurance to pay when you go to the hospital? You better be clocking in. You're not going to take care of it. All the benefits. Amen. So let's look at what he did that for really quick. Let's go through, let's stay here for a second. So 3,000 get saved and filled, right? After the speech. They said, what do we do? You know, they said, repent and get saved and get filled with the Holy Spirit. And 3,000 did. Now I'm going to turn it just a little bit, our perspective, about this church and all the churches and what this is all about. All right? Acts 2, 46 and 47, Amplify. And day after day, now this is after 3,000 got saved, a big thing, this day of Pentecost. And day after day, they regularly assembled in the temple with united purpose. Everybody say assemble, assemble. And purpose. Purpose. Now I know Froggy knows this because he's heard me preach for 10 to 12 years. But the Lord said to me, tell the church to stop gathering. And he said, tell them to start assembling. Yes. Assembly is a very military word. Yeah. It means you're ready. Yeah. Everything, the shoes, the boots, shine, the gun, been checked a million times, and some of you veterans know what I'm talking about. It's the assembly hall. The churches were even called the assembly. But we talk about gathering. He says, no. The difference between gathering, and I saw this in a definition of 1828 Noah Webster Dictionary. And he says, the difference is when you gather a pile of stones. So in 1828, gathering stones were important. But when you gathered them, your result was a pile. Right? So just everybody picture a pile of stones. But when you assemble the stones, it is a fireplace. I think it's interesting how he used the example fireplace. The fire of God. The holy fire. The Holy Spirit. Come on. There are churches that don't have that fire. Come on. Why? Because there's stones rolling in and rolling out. And God said to me, I don't need another pile. I got piles everywhere. Now, he's not trying to cut them down. They're still going to go to heaven. They're born again. But do you want to be known as a rolling stone that just goes to a pile? We're not going to have a pile. We're not just going to gather here. We're coming for a purpose. We're assembling for a purpose. That means every stone in here has a purpose. And we join together with that mortar, and we walk in love with each other. Not strife. We come together. We don't want any little drafts or winds of doctrines to come in here. Oh, I'm coaching now. Get down and give me 20 right now. Praise the Lord. I know a couple would do that. But so they, all right, here we go. And I just love God. Candy and I got so excited. And please share, okay? We got so excited about the Holy Ghost. And day after day, they regularly assembled in the church with a purpose. I think about our prayers. You know what, prayers? I want to thank you.
Yes, amen.
And I pray up in the office and all. But we've got a group that comes here.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we have the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.